Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 20th of November, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. Two new cases of COVID-19. Now that's one in hospital and 10 in non-community isolation. The Chief Minister talked about TT 2021. There will be an air link with London and probably Heathrow. The next generation of MHKs will have a higher basic salary. Port St Mary commissioners are selling Manxonia House at a loss. And the outcry in Ballacryan, yes, it's been another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, there have been two new COVID-19 cases announced today, bringing the island's total active number to 11. Government has provided the update, adding that both people had recently travelled to the island and were already self-isolating. Isle of Man registered hoteliers and B&B owners are being called upon to help students and residents returning to the island self-isolate. A new scheme has been created by the Department for Enterprise to give people coming back to the island the opportunity to quarantine away from their family home. And it's thought around 8,000 people attended the Douglas Christmas Light switch-on last night, where there were a variety of events held throughout the town centre, including an outdoor cinema and children's entertainers. Further afield, the Home Secretary in the UK, Priti Patel, insists she's absolutely sorry and never intentionally set out to upset anyone after a bullying investigation found she breached the ministerial code. But the Prime Minister's rejecting that conclusion from his ethics adviser, who's quit his role in response. Another 511 UK patients have died after testing positive for COVID-19. Daily figures also show there have been 22,287 new cases. And a woman who pretended to have cancer and secured more than £45,000 in donations has been found guilty of fraud. Canterbury Crown Court heard Nicole Alcabas spent money on shopping trips and a box at Spurs Football Club. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham, expert legal professionals, assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromayet, thank you, Alex. From the Ronald Sway Met Office and the pen of Neil Young, Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds, possibly gales, in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the Isle of Man this evening, strong southwest wind will bring some rain. The overnight minimum is 7 degrees. The matrix signs on the mountain road, by the way, are showing patchy fog and drifting fog. Jazan, Saturday, wet at first. Tomorrow then dry by mid-morning, sunny and clear spells and scattered showers for the rest of the day on a fresh to strong southwest wind veering westerly up to 11 Celsius, down to 7 overnight into Sunday. Jaduni, dry with sunny spells and a fresh to strong westerly. Daytime maximum on Sunday, 12 degrees. Low water this evening, 28 minutes to 10. The high water is at 28 minutes past 3 a.m. Sunrise, 2 minutes to 8 tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning's low water, 13 minutes to 10.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascia and soffits, visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Howard Quayle, the Chief Minister's promised there will be some sort of air link with London. It says the Manx government's negotiating with Loganair over flights to the UK capital with Heathrow rather than London City, the preferred destination. The contract with the Scottish airline runs out at the end of this month. Howard Quayle says there's no cause for alarm.
We are looking at that. It's really important that we maintain our links for members of the public, business community to go away to London. We obviously maintain it for the patient transfer to Liverpool and Manchester. So, yes, we are working with a number of companies. We have a report, and I expect the Minister for the Department of Infrastructure to be making an announcement in the very near future, because obviously our current contract ends at the end of this month, and we will have to announce what is going to happen going forward. But I'd just like to reassure everyone that the Alamann government will ensure that there is connectivity with London for any passengers wishing to travel to London or further afield or coming from London onto the island.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
An overhaul of Tynwald members' pay will see the next generation of MHKs take home a higher basic salary. Ewan Gawn.
It's going up to £65,000 from £43,000, with the 30-40% pay boost for being a department member scrapped, along with the £7,000 tax-free lump sum for expenses. MLCs will get a pay cut of around £2,000 and instead see a basic salary of £61,000. The changes were put forward by an independent panel. Tynwald voted through the cost-neutral restructure this week, and it will come into force after the 2021 general election. Supporters say the change will remove political patronage and rebalance scrutiny and executive roles by taking away the financial boost for joining a department. Ewan Watterson is the Speaker of the House of Keys.
It does take us forward in as much as the first two bullet points do at least provide that principle that we move on, we remove that political patronage element, we do remove that tax-free lump sum element, which are the Achilles heel, to use the phrase earlier, of our current system.
The changes will also see future pay decisions set by an independent review panel, a benefit explained by Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon.
We really needed to move away from Tynwald debating one way, voting one way or the other on the matters, that we'd had a useful report. We need to take that now and let the independent body, whether it's that independent body or another created independent body, simply make the regulation and the ruling for Tynwald just to accept that.
The pay deal won't affect serving MHKs, but it will come into force after the 2021 general election.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening at 23 minutes before 6. The Ben McCree left Heysham at 10 past 2. She'll be arriving in Douglas in the next 10 minutes. Back onto the Lynx span and leaving at 7:45 this evening. Heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:15, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The fate of the Isle of Man's flagship road racing event still hangs in the balance, with government yet to make a decision on TT 2021. So when will we know for sure what's going to happen? It was a question put by Simon Richardson of Business 365 magazine to Chief Minister Howard Quayle.
Well, that's a very good question, Simon, and I will confirm that we are discussing this in the Council of Ministers at this moment in time, but I can't announce the decision at this moment. We are going to try and make it as fairly imminent as possible once a conclusion has been reached, and I will obviously update everyone, or the Minister for the Department of Enterprise will update when we can release that information.
But would it be realistic, looking ahead, to actually hold it later in the year if June was not suitable?
Well, those are certainly factors that you can look at. There are a number of options, from cancelling it to moving it. You have to look at a multitude of areas. You have to get feedback from sponsors, from teams, from accommodation providers, from our main partners in getting people onto the island in the steam packet. Once you've collated all that information, that then gives you the ability to make as good a decision as you possibly can based in the world that we're currently living in, Simon. And as I say, once we have the final decision, we will make it as soon as possible, because I think it's really important that for teams, etc., that they know what's happening.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
Congestion at Felixstowe Port has left importers with problems importing goods. Congestion at UK ports has led to shipping firms quadrupling their freight costs. Delays at Felixstowe have been caused by a surge in import traffic as companies increased orders after the initial lockdown, and some looked to stockpile goods before the end of the Brexit transition period. The pandemic made matters worse as large orders of PPE added to the backlog of containers on the quayside. The owner of Felixstowe, Hutchison UK, is in the process of requiring an additional 104 equipment drivers and engineers to solve the problem. Some shipping firms have limited the amount of cargo they'll take to the UK. London Gateway and Southampton are also suffering to a lesser extent. And Daimler plans to double the size of its luxury Maybach vehicles, buoyed by strong demand in the car's most popular market, China. Daimler, which also owns Mercedes-Benz, sold a record 12,000 luxury Maybachs last year. They're widely used as limousines in China. Prices start at £130,000 for the latest model, but optional extras like silver champagne flutes, massaging calf rests and automated rear doors can take them up to £170,000. The new Maybach's based on the Mercedes-Benz S-Class and will compete with the Bentley Flying Spur and the Rolls Ghost. Daimler says a stronger focus on large luxury vehicles like the S-Class as part of its strategy to improve profits. The growth rate in China for Maybach was in double figures, while Russia, South Korea and America have shown strong sales.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks traded higher as investors looked past spiralling C-19 cases. The dollar slipped, oil firmed, buoyed by successful C-19 vaccine trials. Gold bounced. In corporate news, Sage slumped after it lifted its dividend as it reported an 8.5% rise in organic recurring revenue. Smurfit Kappa was in the red after raising €660 million in a share placing. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 0.25% at 6,351. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.33% at 13,128. 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial was down 0.3% at 29,396. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up almost 0.25% at 11,924. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.1% at 3,577. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 32.9 cents and €1 12 cents. And also 20 South African rand and 32 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.33% at $1,872 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 0.5% at $44.32.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Isle of Man Watersports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the news, the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast is for rain. First on Saturday, clearing around mid-morning, leaving the rest of the day dry with bright or sunny spells, then dry and bright with sunny intervals and isolated showers on Sunday. Sea temperature 12 Celsius around the Isle of Man. The wind for Saturday, southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, veering west 4 or 5 mid-morning, then increasing 5 or 6 early evening. Wave height 2 to 2.5 metres, becoming 1.5 to 2 metres. Wave period 5 to 6 seconds. High water tomorrow is at 5 to 4 in the afternoon. For Sunday 22nd, the wind is west 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 overnight. Wave height 1.5 to 2 metres. Wave period 4 to 5 seconds. High water on Sunday is at 5 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Just a quick word in case you hadn't heard. Two new cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man. The active number of cases now 11. Both individuals were already self-isolating for 14 days, having recently travelled to the Isle of Man. It was supposed to be a new home for Portsmouth Mary commissioners, but Manxonia House is now being sold at a loss. A buyer's agreed to purchase the property for £227,000, but the commissioners are waiting for the government to sign off the sale. It was bought for £190,000 and the authority paid £55,000 to improve the conditions of the building. Ewan Gawne spoke to the chair, Dr. Michelle Haywood.
You'd have to do maintenance on the building anyway, and I think if you're doing maintenance on any building, you never recoup that in the sale price. So in some ways, we've sort of been responsible with the building that we owned, and we'll be happily selling it on to the new owner to do up. They've got to finish doing all the renovations inside. Now it's dry and watertight.
So remind us what happened with this, because this was supposed to be a grand new home for the commissioners when it was purchased.
Partly that was yeah, that was the rationale behind it at the time. It emerged that the staff weren't particularly keen about that project, and the scale of the project was beyond the pockets of the town hall, really. Since that, we've reevaluated, and actually the office has moved within the town hall to give us a slightly bigger space. And I think we recognised as well that having staff on site in the town hall helps keep it a building that's maintained and looked after. And that was quite important to us. And moving those staff off site to somewhere else just gave us another building to maintain, and meant the town hall was left empty quite a lot of the time too.
What lessons have you learned from this? Because it's been a bit of a saga, and it's left some ratepayers feeling a bit, well, I can't put words in their mouth, but it's not been quite palatable for some seeing this protracted saga over this building. What lessons have been learned?
I think it's a well-publicised case so far of always asking for the extra evidence and the extra questions. You know, we quite clearly didn't see survey information other than a brief sort of valuation document before decisions were made. I don't think the extent of the work was appreciated because those detailed surveys weren't available. Then I think there were some optimistic costings in the business case that came forward to the board at the time. And I think, yeah, if I've learned anything personally, it would be to challenge evidence bases even more than I normally would do, especially in areas when you're dealing with old buildings.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Rhiann Evans.
Pastor Mai, good evening. In basketball, this week saw a clash of the Turkeys and the Hoops. A scrappy battle from start to finish took place at the NSC last night, and there was certainly a fire in the bellies of the Hoops side, who welcomed back multiple Island Games player Gemma Kirkham onto the team. In the first half of the game, Hoops were on track to get half Turkey's score, but with a plethora of accurate shots and sharp offence, the long-standing men's team began pulling away in the third quarter. The women's side certainly didn't make it easy for them, though, suffocating Turkey's attack with strong defensive pressure, leading to them disrupting numerous layups. Turkeys, though, continued to storm onto victory, albeit with their feathers a little ruffled. Final scores on the doors, Turkey 70, Hoops 27. The Manx netball community is growing, and it's inviting you to get involved. Isle of Man Netball Development is putting on a 10-part series of skills and fun sessions for anyone who would like to try out a new sport. Classes will be run at the NSC, and they start on Monday the 4th of January from 7 until 8 p.m. It's for anyone aged 16 and over, and is £60 for the 10 weeks. For more information or to book yourself a spot, email contactdevelopment@netball.im. Further afield, and Manchester City women's side secured their place in the last eight of the Continental Cup as Group C winners, despite a 4-3 penalty shootout defeat against local rivals Manchester United. United, who take 2 points from a game that was 0-0 at 90 minutes, stay bottom of the group and cannot progress. The six group winners and two best runners-up, calculated on a points-per-game basis, qualify. Aston Villa also won a shootout with Durham to progress as Group A winners. And Tiger Woods will team up with his 11-year-old son Charlie in next month's PNC Championship at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando. Formerly known as the Father-Son Challenge, the event sees PGA Tour and LPGA major winners joined by a family member to compete as a team. Woods, who has won 15 majors, will make his debut at the tournament.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
12 minutes to 6, 2 departures, 2 arrivals at Ronald's Way. The 4:30 to London City left 3 minutes late, and the 10 to 5 to Liverpool left 8 minutes early. Back tonight from Liverpool at 20 to 7, and Docklands, London City at 8 o'clock. On the roads, temporary lights and narrow lanes and associated waiting and turning restrictions on Douglas Promenade. Remember, Broadway northbound turning will reopen next Thursday, the 26th. Information too, also the former railway line in Ramsey is closed between Poldhuwir Road and Gardeners Lane, and the unnamed lane from Gladstone Way as well. There is fog on the mountain. If you're taking the high road, do take care.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside. Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside.
Poles are more than 10 times cheaper than underground ducting for rolling out ultra-fibre broadband. Manx Telecom confirmed the figures as they answered questions at a heated public meeting in Colby last night. Residents reacted angrily after a number of 9-metre poles were installed at Ballacry Park. These people say the government should pay extra for new ducting.
I don't think it would be £10 million extra. I think they've got to rethink this. It's not just Ballacry, it's other estates on the Isle of Man.
I mean, I sympathise with others in Upper Ballacry who've seen poles actually erected, it seems. I've learned a great deal this evening about the fibre broadband, the government strategy and so on, and the costings. But I personally feel it's a backward step to have to put poles up in an estate like Ballacry, which is a majority of properties there are bungalows. So, as I say, to have overhead cables and then to have cables from the poles to your property. And again, in the case of mine, there may well be a covenant which actually prevents that. I've only just found that out this evening from somebody who kindly raised that point. But I would have thought that all these issues would have been looked at before this project even started. And I'm actually amazed that, you know, the project management side of things and planning hasn't been done before bringing it, you know, to this meeting.
It will be worth it because they'd have to do it throughout the island. They might as well, instead of putting all the poles up, everybody objects. It spoils the outlook of houses. I don't know whether it'll bring them prices, house prices down or up. It might go up, it might go down. That's irrelevant, really. What we need is underground, and as I said before, this shouldn't have been considered. Every option, other option, should have been taken. If it's twice the price, it's twice the price.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The Treasury Minister's hit back at claims his department is threatened by the prospect of a scrutiny from an Auditor General. The new position was approved by Tindall this week, Mr Cannon being the only member of the court to vote against the motion. Chair of the Tindall Management Committee, Juan Watterson, suggested the Treasury Minister was concerned about what an auditor may find. Mr Cannon says not so.
It wasn't necessarily I was against appointing an Auditor General or creating a National Audit Office, but my absolute requirement for doing that and spending £500,000 worth of taxpayers' money and potentially creating one of these structures that then starts to grow and grow and grow was that there was a proper governance structure in place, and there is no proper governance structure in place around it. You know, for all projects that come through Treasury, we have to be assured of the governance structure. And on that basis, I wasn't prepared to support it until that governance structure had been put in place.
The other three members of Treasury did support it, though.
And that's great. I mean, it was a parliamentary vote, but they did support my amendment, which was to put the governance structure in place prior to setting up and letting the hares out of the traps. I mean, in all these situations, you know, one of the great things that you know, we're good at is identifying savings, and one of the very bad things we're at is implementing them. So, for example, Treasury brought forward last year a plan to reform the airport and bring about £1 million worth of savings per annum, putting in a governance structure and taking it out of the hands of the civil service. We got tremendous opposition from the Speaker and a vote against from the Speaker. So you can see, as one of the two or three people that voted against it, but you can see automatically, you know, talk is very, very cheap. And I want to protect and make sure in all cases, whether it's putting in a National Audit Office and creating this empire that might grow out of it, or whether it is spending on revenue projects, that it is properly governed from the business case and that taxpayers can be assured of getting value for money. So that's my objection at the present time.
Accommodation for people returning to the Isle of Man who need to self-isolate is running out. The Department for Enterprise has orchestrated a new scheme giving students and residents an alternative option to avoid making a whole household have to isolate on their return. Chair of Manlink Travel, Brian Kelly.
Yes, well, we've actually been doing this now for nearly a week, Rhiann, so and what we're finding is there's less and less accommodation available. So my plea is obviously to try and encourage those accommodation providers that are registered as tourist accommodation to maybe come forward and if they've got availability, we can try and fill that space for them. We're looking for a self-catering, hotels, guest houses, anybody that has space that can allow the individual or couples or people sharing to self-isolate. If they can email travel@visitiom.co.uk, it's easier emailing it in with their availability and their prices, 19 November to 31 December. If they can just detail it out for us, we'd be very grateful. And they must be registered as tourist accommodation on the Isle of Man.
You're not at liberty to give us data at the moment, but if you're short on accommodation, I'm assuming that means that a lot of people have jumped on this scheme.
Yes, a lot of people that had actually pre-booked prior to the scheme going live, but we've been able to sort that out retrospectively, so that's been fine. But we have been inundated with requests for accommodation, and we're now just getting very, very tight on availability. The scheme starts the 19th of November and runs through to the end of December. The key dates really are those first 2 weeks in December, where people want to get back and obviously be then available, free from self-isolation, to enjoy Christmas with the family.
That's it for Update tonight, produced with the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Ewan Gorn, I'm Andy Wint. Update is back Monday evening at 5:30, and of course it's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. After the news, the sport with Tim Glover.